Sunsplash, the Mink Show. I am the DJ. I am the host. I am Ja Prince. Big up to Select the Princess, my actual sister, who's still in Jamaica enjoying Reggae Month every February. And here we are in 2024. And a song that she brought to my attention and an artist from the late 2023 was heard on Ron Machette's morning show. And it was something about reggae and lovers. So our guest today happens to be Sailor Jane. How are you, young lady?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good. We got a lot of lovers. Tell me about releasing music. Is it still easy? Is it still hard? I got to do paperwork. We got to do interviews. Talk about what you like or love about releasing music.
So I'm actually, I'm an independent artist, and in the past, I've released music on my own, kind of casually and novicely, I would say. It hasn't been until the last few years that I kind of taken this a little bit more seriously. I recorded a full-length album produced by Michael Goldwasser. It's forthcoming, No Ordinary Dub, a tribute to Sade. So 14 tracks there. But I've released the first two singles off of that record on my own and really putting together a format for how that looks as an independent artist. And it's a lot of work. It's way more work than actually anticipated. And I learn each time, the necessary things and boxes to check off. But obviously, putting the music out into the world and all this passion that we put into the project is the best part about releasing it. The hardest part is just like each time, seeing the things that I miss that I could do better next time and just like coming to terms with, those steps that may be missed and things that I need to put on the checkbox for the checklist for the next time. So it's just a learning process right now. And I'm moving through that as an independent label on my own label right now. So it's learning a lot. Yeah.
I like it. Learning a lot. And again, we're based in Atlanta. Shout out to everybody in the reggae in Atlanta scene. And we know mainland United States, we got a lot of music studios, very profound, great spaces to record music. You can go to Canada. Sometimes people say, no, you got to get the acoustics in Europe. but what about going to Jamaica? Tell me about your experience picking up and being dedicated. What's the first thing you got to do when you said, no, I want to go to Jamaica and record? But first, I should what?
I wanted to come to Jamaica really for 20 years. My whole life, I've wanted to come here. I've traveled quite a bit in the Caribbean, South and Central America, and Jamaica has just been one place that I haven't yet reached. Waiting for an invite, and I'm not really even sure why, but that's just kind of been lingering in the back of my head. I knew when I come to Jamaica, I want to make the most of the time here, see the things I need to see, eat the food that I need to see, go to the places. A lot of times when you travel somewhere by yourself, it's like it takes a long time to kind of get to those spots and figure that out. So just put it in the universe to the best time to come over. So I finally got the invite. Philip from Earthcry, Ira Ute Tapes. He came over to Florida, played a show up there with me, and then sent the invite over to work on some music and things. So I came over about a week ago, and it's my first time in Jamaica, and I am loving it. It's really nice to have just a few good friends, Jason Lee Wharton, Philip, kind of giving me the insight, taking me to the best restaurants, me hungry, vegan, food spot. The vibes are so nice. I was able to join in on a jam the other night at the compound, and it was the Dub Squad hosting. And that's my first time ever, stepping up on the mic and touching the mic here in Jamaica. And I have to be honest, I was very intimidated, how I'd be received. But the vibes here, it's just home. It feels amazing. So ready to record and collaborate here. I was supposed to go home yesterday. I've already extended my flight to Monday, so we'll see what happens after that,
I love it. I love it. Yes, Jamaica is or should be now more known or renowned for being able to bump into anyone. Here in Atlanta, it's the same thing. You could be at a grocery store, you meet a drummer, but Jamaica, no. Background vocalists, other songwriters, you bump into them anywhere.
Yeah, I've been here for, you know, a week, and it's incredible. During this reggae month, I have seen these artists who I have been listening to for years, just like, you know, I on every corner there's music. So like the first night I got here, it was I think it was Naima Cohen hosting an event for women in reggae, and, you know, seeing all these artists step up and her hold this space was incredible. First night for me as a female artist in Jamaica, you know, that was at Dubwise. And then whenever saw some things in Mountain View, and then the next night it was the Lost in Time Festival, and see Protege, Lila Aiki, Mortimer stepping up on stage. So Mortimer is like really, I think, one very, very special artist stepping into the scene. Just his whole energy, you know, you could step on a stage full of energy, full of this hype, and just come with a completely different energy that shifts and is felt in this mass crowd, you know. And he is really special songwriter, I believe so. And then, you know, the next night I'm in Dub Club, and I see again Mortimer and Samurai, and just the vibes there were incredible. Next night, a jam. I think I'll be going to a jam tonight with Jason Lee Wharton playing again. So yeah, I just can't get away from music, and it's like, how could I go home right now? You know.
So, I love it. Yeah. I love it. It's very infectious. Let's talk about like that structure. You did come to songwrite. You did come to vibe. You did come to record. Let's talk about that discipline, right? Mm-hmm. You get an opportunity to work at a wonderful studio and you know, offered excess amount of leisure time. How do you not get distracted and then be like, nah, I'm in a big studio room, I gotta get to work?
Yeah, so I've been managing that because I've been, you know, a little tired. I'm not used to going out every night. I think just taking, like, I took all of Sunday and Monday during the day and slept and kept myself just like out of the streets. You know, I want to run around Kingston and see all the things there is to see, but I think it's just really important to make sure you get a lot of rest, drinking a lot of water, obviously. It would be really nice to find some sort of a physical outlet here. So I'm searching for the yoga studio, for the physical outlet there to keep myself feeling good and rejuvenated. But yeah, I mean, discipline. I don't know how much discipline I'm having as far as not going out, because there's so much music, and that's where the inspiration is coming, you know. But I'm waking up energized, inspired. I wrote a song this morning, just like cannot get away from the inspiration. But yeah, I would just say making sure that you take some down days or time during the day where I normally wouldn't necessarily be sleeping or lounging, but making sure to get some sleep and shifting my schedule a little bit to accommodate the later evenings. Going into the studio today with Philip at 4, and just, you know, whereas normally I think I would work more in the early time of day, I'm just spending the day resting, hydrating, reflecting, and then just shifting my productivity to the later afternoon and evenings. Yeah,
I like it. There's a lot of listeners right here in the Sunsplash Mix Show, and their children are wondering, yes, I do covers too and put it on YouTube. And maybe they don't sprinkle it, right? Mm. They try to sing it as it was sung.
Okay.
Can you explain, now that you're doing a project where you're showing respect as a tribute to Sade, you still rub a dub it a little differently. You jazz it up, reggae it up a little bit.
Yeah. So I have to give a big shout out to Michael Goldwasser from Easy Star. He's up in New York. He's an incredible producer. He produced Dub Side of the Moon, Radio Dread, Thrilla, these tribute albums. Most recently, Ziggy Stardust. He, you know, he's an incredible producer. I had the opportunity to work with some of Jamaica's best musicians, C-Sharp Monty, Paris Lamont, Brady Robinson, Adrian Jerks, Henry. I think he's actually in Atlanta. Basie. Yeah. But Michael really, you know, I had the idea to reimagine Sade a couple years ago because her music begs, in my ear, begs reggae. It's just got these threads all in it, you know, and I can't shake the idea of what this would sound like. So in talking with Michael, we really wanted to approach that project with like definitely reverence and respect to Sade Adu and Stuart Matthewman. But he was able to, we actually rewrote we wrote unique bass lines and rhythms for each track. So there's 14 tracks, and we have ska, rock steady, steppas, dance hall, afrobeat, you know, sprinkled throughout the entire record. And the bass lines are original, embellished with instrumentation, solo instruments, flutes and horns, and creating horn lines around these songs. And then even melodically, I just wanted to deliver my own voice and interpretation, but still just kind of keeping that simplicity of Sade. And I really think that's important when you do covers. I mean, the way I look at songwriting even is like, I feel like these songs exist in another space or in another dimension or realm, however you want to see it. And as a songwriter, I feel like writing music is opening that space and allowing that to channel through, you know? So it's like, I can't even really take credit for songs that I've written, because I feel like I've just been a vessel for that to come through. And so when I approach like cover tunes, it's kind of the same process. It's like, okay, this song exists in this space, but I'm going to channel it now, you know? So like, what does that sound like coming through me or coming through these musicians? And like, everybody has their input, and it's just special. When you also like collaboration, is a really beautiful thing. And that's one thing I'm really excited to do more of here in Jamaica, is like when you have a sound and a song that you sing, but when you get in a room with other people and other energies coming from different perspectives, different locations, different cultures, it's mm-hmm. like everyone's sound is then morphing into this new thing. So it's, there's no end to that. You know, you continue through collaboration, you continue to evolve your sound, and each time it's a new frequency. So yeah. I'd say if you're doing covers, just be a channel, you know, don't try and be a parrot, be a channel for that music to come through you with your voice, you know?
I like it. I like it. A lot of topics this year at the Island Music Conference, which also takes place Reggae Month. Salute to everyone over there at the Island Music Conference. There was a discussion about songwriting, and it's not just creating just words, poetic form, little language, a little license to be creative. It is a career. Some people can't sing, but they're great songwriters. Yeah. They can channel the voice of an artist. How do you feel that songwriters are or are not getting as much credit and attention as they deserve?
Absolutely not, actually. I really feel like the songwriting is, when I hear an artist deliver something, I mean, I just had this experience when I was listening to Mortimer at the festival. I was like, man, this songwriting is next level, like lightning. I mean, it's bigger than reggae. You know, internationally on this global level, like supreme songwriting. And it just intrigues me. Right. It's like, is this person writing this music? Is the team writing this music? Like, where is this coming from? Obviously the delivery is golden, the voice is golden, but right. I'm always intrigued to find out more about who wrote the music, the story behind it, the process, the team. You know, it's bigger than just a lot of times what you see. And I think that that's one of the more interesting things. I know in country music, they do, you know, these writer rounds and try and feature the songwriters a little bit, you know, where they'll bring several writers on stage and give each a chance to play the music and tell the story behind it. And a lot of times it's so surprising to hear the song, you know, from the person who wrote it. And, yeah, I just think in music in general, a lot of times the artist persona is the foot forward and representing the works that came from, you know, the musicians, even the songwriters, like the whole team behind it, set behind, is like really responsible for the end sound. So I love it when interviewers and hosts and platforms arise to highlight the musicians and the songwriters and the producers and really everything that came together to bring the final product.
Correct. So, correct. Yeah. And also salute the background singers. And we exactly. know it's a lot that goes yeah. into, like you said, the performance, the full stage. It is the musician, the percussionist that you didn't know, like right. that's what you were really rocking to.
It's like everybody's pushing a vibe. Like everybody is pushing part of that vibration. And then, you know, like for the non-musician, just the average listener, you're seeing the show up front. You're seeing the front man delivering. But that really, I think it is, you know, it's educational. It's an opportunity, I think, to, there is an opportunity there, I think, to educate kind of the masses about all the different elements that goes into this, you know. And that's one thing I love actually about Sade and her band is like, that band was, you know, incredible and simple, but each piece of that band contributed to that sound. If you took one of those members and put them on a solo thing, it would be a whole nother thing. It's like, it's just unique, you know, everybody's contribution to a project like that. So
I like it. Mm-hmm. We only have for a couple of minutes here, Sunsplash, the mixer. Her name is Sailor Jane. And yes, they want to know, where did Sailor Jane, the name, come from?
Okay. So I've been asked that a bit lately. And I, you know, before I said, I just recently got seriously, you know, thinking about the music as a career over the last few years. I am an emergency nurse. I was an educator before that. And spent a lot of time traveling, sailing, doing community work, exploring other countries and communities, working in disaster relief, and doing a lot of sailing in the islands, Bahamas, Caribbean. And I had an Instagram, and it was really more so around those adventures and just being a female sailor. That is uncharted territory. So Sailor Jane is a playoff of Sailor Jerry, this pinup tattoo artist and rum company. But Sailor Jane is kind of the idea or a concept of a female navigating uncharted waters and that adventure and that and the struggles and the high seas and adjusting your sails to kind of get through these things. So when I started playing music, I was like, well, you know, somebody actually asked me, well, what do I bill you as? Your Instagram is Sailor Jane. I was like, well, just go with that, you know. And then working in the industry and getting to know the ins and outs, it's very similar analogy and metaphor because us women are definitely, you know, in a male-dominated industry. Sometimes the seas can be high and we have to adjust the sails and navigate through that. So I think it's just kind of a concept. Yeah, and it stuck with me a little bit. So
perfect. We love the answer. There is no wrong answer there. Sailor Jane Music has been our guest here at the Sunsplash Mix Show. Where do they find you and the correct spelling? Because you know some people, they just need some help. So how do they support you and follow you on these platforms?
Okay, so Sailor Jane, it's spelt like Sailor, S-A-I-L-O-R, Jane, J-A-N-E. I have a website, sailorjanemusic.com. You can hear some of my original music there on the page. You can read a little bit about me, my bio. And then also you can read a little bit about the forthcoming album, No Ordinary Dub, which the two singles are from you that you've heard, Love is Rock and No Ordinary Love. www.sailorjanemusic.com, also on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, all the digital spaces where music's found, that's Sailor Jane. And Instagram, Sailor Jane Music, Facebook, Sailor Jane Music. So you can find me in all those places. It's pretty simple, pretty easy. Booking sailorjaneenterprise@gmail.com. That goes to my booking manager, Alex Doman. And I'd love to get out and on the road a little bit this year. That's kind of the goal. That's one of the reasons I'm here in Jamaica, is to connect with some musicians, put together a tour band, and we're ready to bring this to stages. So.
I like it. Do we have an expected date for the full release of Love is Rock and Dub?
I have one or two more singles to come, but I'm thinking summertime. Looking to book some shows around the support of that. So just trying to allow things to fall in place as they should. I got some really incredible remix artists already on the lineup that have touched some of these singles. So one of the ideas with the album for me, No Ordinary Dub, was to do these reimaginations of these tracks, but then also feature certain dub remix artists on each track and allow for that interpretation to continue. No Ordinary Dub. So
I like it. Well, she'll be in Jamaica for a couple more days, couple more weeks. We're gonna bring her back because we're moving into International Women's Month. She's going to have a lot more opportunities to speak with other platforms. Salute to all the other podcasts and radio mix shows, internet, college, community radio, who support independent artists, independent music. Last question before we let you move forward. You're a singer. So in the morning, is it coffee, is it tea, or is it water?
It's water and coffee. I'm not going to lie. It's a little coffee, a lot of water, no milk, no dairy, no sugar. Morning time, man. Let's talk about real quick. I know we got to go. Morning routine is so important to drink your water with lemon, little Celtic sea salt for your minerals, for your absorption of the water to hydrate. little coffee for some energy, little workout. That's the morning. Yeah.
There you go. Love it. The health tips right here. We're going to connect you with the Universal Empress. There's Chris Corio. There's a couple people down there in Jamaica that get you through the little morning yogas, hopefully within the next couple of days. Thank you for stopping by the Sunsplash Mix Show.
Thank you, Sunsplash.